Increased patrols around Peterborough city centre have continued this weekend as police step up their efforts to tackle crime and antisocial behaviour there. It's the second weekend in a row that officers have been out tackling the issue, including having a Section 60 in place, giving them more rights to search people they suspect could have weapons or drugs on them. Earlier, we heard from businesses in the Westgate Arcade in the city about problems they've been having recently.
We had a break-in last year, which obviously we can get the police out, but because of the type of people that had committed the crime, nothing got done about it really, which for a business owner is frustrating. Yeah. We lose money, it's unsettling for our team. I do have CCTV in this salon and I won't have anyone alone working, and you know, after dark I won't have any of my team going out on their own and things like that. It's a different vibe, a different feeling, and I think it's generally what we're seeing in city centres. I've got two children and I don't bring my children into town unless I have to. And I'll be honest in saying I don't always feel safe walking around Peterborough. There's so many stories. I mean, there's been quite a few stabbings and things in the city centre, gang-related activity. It's not somewhere where I feel at ease. I'm always, you know, keeping an eye on who's around me, especially when I've got the children with me.
Shop owners in the Westgate Arcade in Peterborough. But it's not just the centre of the city which is experiencing problems with crime. Our reporter Shereka Ahmed's been talking to residents in the Ortons on the outskirts of Peterborough.
Well, harassment by young sort of teenagers, school age, who seem to think it's funny to come round houses rattling windows and doors and running away, but doing it very frequently. It's unacceptable behaviour, really. We know what time they come, what time these teenagers come, and we would expect the police to put a presence out in that time, I think, because we know the definite time.
As a young mum, I'm early 30s, I've got two young children. You know, over the last year or so, you know, the disturbance in the area is building up and up and up. Eventually my son's going to be old enough to go out and about, and you want to keep them wrapped in cotton wool, but it's quite scary. It's quite a scary thought, you know, when you hear everything that's going on, you basically just don't want to let your children out. These are teenagers, like, they're still so young. There's been incidents sort of in my street where there's been, you know, disturbance late at night. I had an incident only a few nights ago. It went on from about 11:30 till 1:30 in the morning. There was screaming, shouting, banging, to where I actually felt quite uneasy, you know, quite concerned. So it just put me a little bit on edge. So it's quite scary. It's horrible to say that that's kind of life now. It's the way that it is, but I just seems to be the area now where we are. The antisocial behaviour just seems to be going up and up and up and up. And I think it's just for me now as a parent, that's scary because I've got children that are going to be out there.
People in the Ortons speaking to our reporter, Shereka Ahmed. Police did carry out additional patrols in the Orton Brimbles area on Friday evening in response to problems with antisocial behaviour there. Is there another solution to the problem of teens getting up to no good and potentially getting mixed up in crime? Well, we can speak now to Mick Taylor. He's the founder of the Cambridgeshire Police Amateur Boxing Club, which was set up in 1972 to keep youngsters busy and off the streets. Morning, Mick.
Yeah, good morning.
So tell us about your club.
Yeah, I say I've been doing running boxing and getting kids off the street since 1966, but founded the police club in 1972, and since then, that's exactly what we've been doing, getting the kids off the streets into the boxing club, not particularly to make boxers out of them. But I'd rather them be in the gym and us taking all their energy out of them as much as we can. But if I can promote parents to say, look, bring them down to the boxing club. I mean, there are a lot of boxing clubs around the region, and we're all doing the same thing.
Does a club like yours really make a difference, Mick? If a child falls in with the wrong crowd, does being a member of your club really keep them on the straight and narrow?
Well, I think it does help. I mean, I can't guarantee it, but we, all of us in our boxing clubs, we have a discipline code. You know, whilst they're in the gym, they behave and, you know, and they get various punishments for indiscretions. Whilst they're doing that, they can't be running around the streets. They can't be bothering, you know, people. My only answer is you know, get the kids into clubs like ours, not just boxing clubs, but judo clubs, karate clubs. I mean, we're all trying to do the same thing. I mean, we particularly, I do emphasise to keep kids off the streets. That's always been our maxim. And I always used to say, whilst they're in the gym, they're not getting up to any mischief outside.
Youth clubs, there seem to be fewer around now. Have they disappeared? And if there aren't the youth clubs, then what else do youngsters have to do?
No, I agree with you with the youth clubs. I mean, when I was a bobby, I used to pop around the local youth clubs and even partake with table tennis and all sorts of games in those clubs. They've disappeared greatly, which is quite sad. So many rules and regulations caused most of the closures of those clubs.
So do you think, actually, if perhaps a lot of funding, if there was a real push towards creating more of those youth clubs, they could actually make a big difference when it comes to particularly things like antisocial behaviour?
I think it would help because, I mean, most of these kids, where do they go? They're out on the streets. They end up in gangs, whereas before they'd be into the youth clubs and stuff. I mean, several years ago, a bill came out, the Crime and Disorder Bill, which was a bill that was tasking all organisations, including the police, including the councils and businesses, to support getting kids off the streets. I think that's sort of faded considerably. And it's clubs like us that we keep going and we'll probably be going forever more.
Oh, I hope so. Mick, thank you so much. Mick Taylor, founder of the Cambridgeshire Police Amateur Boxing Club. We had hoped to speak to someone from Cambridgeshire Police this morning about the ongoing work that they're doing in Peterborough, but they didn't get back to us. Across